Our next story takes us to the doctor's office.
All right, so you're here for your first visit today.
Yes.
Are you having any problems?
Usually, there are two people in the room, the doctor and the patient. They are discussing symptoms, problems, and potential solutions.
Are you comfortable most of the time, or is it just when you do some trigger foods or alcohol?
Some doctors say these days there are other voices crowding out that intimate conversation between a doctor and patient.
Page 14 of today's House calendar, the chair recognizes a gentleman from York County, Representative
gentleman,
Perry.
Representative Evans.
Tanya Engler spoke with some doctors and found out why they are concerned about something they call legislative intrusion.
Doctors say a number of new laws tell them what they can or can't say to a patient. Five of the biggest professional groups representing the country's pediatricians, family doctors, and surgeons all laid out their case in a recent opinion piece. Internist Steven Weinberger is CEO of the American College of Physicians. He co-authored the article in the New England Journal of Medicine. He says the one big example is in Florida. That law, dubbed the Docs and Glocks rule, restricts how doctors talk about guns in the home.
They want to be free to ask the patients, do you own a firearm? Is there a child or are there children in the house? Is it kept locked up?
Florida doctors can ask about guns, but only if there's a medical reason. Critics say that exception is too vague.
It was left up to the patient if the patient felt it was an appropriate question. That patient could then complain about the physician, and the sanctions would be significant. Heavy fines, loss of physician's license to practice.
That's a major disincentive to even mention guns at all, Weinberger says. Lots of things factor into what a doctor says or does for a patient. And Florida internist Stuart Himmelstein says lawmakers shouldn't be in the middle of that equation.
The legislatures work, sorry to be cynical, but they work on political agendas.
Himmelstein cares for mostly older adults in his practice in Delray Beach, Florida. He says it's appropriate to ask about guns if a wife comes in worried about a husband with dementia, or if a patient has a history of depression or violence.
Or when I have a patient that comes into my office with too many bruises, I might want to be inclined to make sure that the home is safe.
Doctors are sending up red flags about legislation that they say gets in the way of giving patients independent medical care and advice. Steven Weinberger says in Virginia, one proposal required an invasive ultrasound for every woman seeking an abortion.
This is a look inside the uterus with a probe that sends sound waves. And it's actually putting the probe into a woman's vagina. And the legislators are saying that this must be done when, in fact, physicians have said there is absolutely no reason to do this.
That attempt back in 2012 made headlines all across the country. And eventually, Virginia lawmakers revised the rule. In Pennsylvania, there's a law that requires doctors to check oxygen levels of every newborn baby. Another law gives doctors a script to read when a pregnant woman learns her baby may have Down syndrome. Critics are worried about what they call legislative intrusion. But obstetrician-gynecologist Peter Gearhart says that term may be too harsh.
Well, that has a negative connotation. I think a lot of healthcare laws get created by legislators that truly have good intentions.
Gearhart leads a busy medical practice near Pennsylvania Hospital.
She just had a baby, so we're here to see how she's doing.
Hey, how are you?
He says he's supposed to have a conversation with every pregnant woman about harvesting umbilical cord blood. It's a pricey option, but could be a lifesaver for families with certain inherited genetic conditions.
That sort of seems like it's derived from a special interest that lobbied the legislature to develop that requirement.
Gearhart has limited time, lots of information that he needs to share, and he says every woman's needs are different.
Should we require physicians to talk to their patients about looking both ways before they cross the street? Where do you draw the line between what is necessary to discuss with a patient?
He says a doctor's judgment has to come first.
I don't think this should be about a particular issue like handgun usage or abortion or umbilical cord blood banking. The relationship between a doctor and a patient is sacred. there's really no business having somebody who isn't part of that demanding or requiring what goes on in that encounter.
This week, Pennsylvania Democrats held a public briefing on a bill called the Patient Trust Act. It's a bid to block laws that aren't medically accurate, that could interfere in the doctor-patient relationship. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.